I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Last year, lawmakers and administration officials abandoned their push for a single-payer health care system. But advocates of a publicly funded program haven't given up on the concept. And a new report could reignite a debate over whether to socialize portions of the health care system in Vermont. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Dr. Deb Richter is head of Vermont Healthcare for All, and she was among the leading proponents of single-payer health care in Vermont. When the proposal fell off the rails last year, she proposed an alternative. Instead of publicly funding the entire $5 billion healthcare system, the state could start with just primary care.
Every other country that has a strong primary care infrastructure has been shown to lower their overall costs and improve their indicators like life expectancy and infant mortality.
Richter and others convinced lawmakers to spend $100,000 to study the idea. Last week, the Shulman administration unveiled a report detailing cost estimates for a universal, publicly funded system of primary care. And Richter says it reinforces the case for moving forward.
I've always said if it were a drug, we would never think twice about investing in it. You get such good value for the money.
The report pegs annual costs of universal primary care at about $280 million a year, assuming no out-of-pocket costs for people when they go to see a doctor. If policymakers wanted to provide better reimbursement rates for primary care doctors, then the price could go as high as $415 million annually. The report doesn't offer any proposals for how to fund this primary care system or whether it would put downward pressure on overall health care costs. Robin Lunge is director of health care reform for the Shulman administration and oversaw the creation of the report. Lunge says regular checkups can help identify medical conditions before they become more expensive to treat.
That may save you costs 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line, but it does not necessarily save you costs in year one.
That means that universal primary care might actually increase costs to the state in the early years, since the report suggests that it would spike administrative costs by as much as $34 million a year. Lunch says that's because people would still need regular insurance for hospital services and other non-primary care treatment.
So if everybody has two coverages, the amount of coordination of benefits increases, and thus the administrative costs increase.
House Minority Leader Don Turner says it'd be great if every Vermonter got access to primary care just because they live here. But he says the state cannot afford it. And he says Democratic lawmakers need to stop spending money on studies that he says have done nothing to improve patient care.
And it seems like this ideology of single payer is taking lots and lots of money, and it's not helping one single person at this point.
Burlington Representative Chris Pearson, a progressive, is the chairman of the House Committee on Health Care. Pearson says the existing system is collapsing under the pressure of rising costs. With the push for single payer shoved aside for now, he says lawmakers need to find more cost-effective ways to deliver health care to all Vermonters.
We can't simply stop and say, well, the big prize of health care reform didn't work, so we can't do anything. We have to do something.
Lawmakers will also consider a proposal this year to provide publicly funded universal coverage to all residents aged 26 and younger. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.